How about your work with Fast Company and the blog that you're doing? Want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the blog is, well, that's not a hot group, that's just me. I mean, we're working with Fast Company, but it's going along very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been writing a blog now for a few months on leading change. Mm-hmm. I had an opportunity, probably one of the hottest posts that I put out there was one where I compared Obama and McCain in terms of the effectiveness of their change leadership using John Cotter's model. And that received a lot of attention. I think you responded to that, several mm-hmm. people, yes. Both positive and negative, but that's good because then you've got conversation going mm-hmm. and bringing people together. My most recent blog entry has also gotten a lot of attention. It's been picked up by several news trollers, and it says something like, "When on fire, practice judo." And it comes back to this idea that we were just talking about. But it draws from a guy named Philip Anschultz, who is one of the richest people in the United States, worth billions of dollars. And he got started in the 60s when he was drilling holes in the ground to find oil. And for a long time, he was going broke until finally he got one. And it sure enough, he got oil. He hit oil. He was really excited for about 24 hours until it caught on fire. And then he was not excited. Well, maybe he was. He said it was the most important business moment of his entire life. And what he did was first he bought out his partner. So he assumed 100% of the risk. And then he found out that Universal Studios was filming Hellfighters, which is about putting out oil well fires. And so he signed a contract with Universal Studio. He was paid $100,000 so that they could film his oil well fire being put out. And with that money, he hired Red Adair, who is a world famous oil well firefighter, put out the well, made a profit, saved his company, and you can actually see his well being put out if you go get a 1960s version of Hellfighters. I think John Wayne's the star in that. Mm-hmm. And so what I was showing there was that this guy who's made all this money has said that the most important business decision of his life happened in the middle of a catastrophe. Mm-hmm. And what he was able to do was to see clearly what the opportunity for him was in that catastrophe. It kind of reminds me of Star Trek, you know, where the Captain Kirk doesn't lose focus and is able to pull the rabbit out of the hat at the very end there. So that blog entry actually received a lot of publicity, and the Fast Company blog has been going very well. I enjoy contributing to them. Mm-hmm.